Now.
The hobgoblin leaned over his saddle. Tanis watched with a kind of horrible fascination as the creature's huge belly completely engulfed the pommel.
I am Fewmaster Toad, leader of the forces that are keeping Solace protected from undesirable elements. You have no right to be walking the city limits after dark. You are under arrest.
Fewmaster Toad leaned down to speak to a goblin near him.
Bring me the blue crystal staff if you find it on them,
he said in the croaking goblin tongue. Tanis, Flint, and Tasselhoff all looked at each other questioningly. Each of them could speak some goblin, Tass better than the others. Had they heard right? A blue crystal staff?
If they resist,
added Fewmaster Toad, switching back to common for grand effect,
kill them.
With that, he yanked on the reins, flicked his mount with a riding crop, and galloped off down the path toward town.
Goblins! In Solace! This new theocrat has much to answer for,
Flint spat. Reaching up, he swung his battle axe from its holder on his back and planted his feet firmly on the path, rocking back and forth until he felt himself balanced.
Very well, he announced. Come on.
I advise you to retreat, Tanis said, throwing his cloak over one shoulder and drawing his sword.
We have had a long journey. We are hungry and tired and late for a meeting with friends we have not seen in a long time. We have no intention of being arrested.
Or of being killed, added Tasselhoff.
He had drawn no weapon, but stood staring at the goblins with interest. A bit taken aback, the goblins glanced at each other nervously. One cast a baleful look down the road where his leader had vanished. The goblins were accustomed to bullying peddlers and farmers traveling to the small town, not to challenging armed and obviously skilled fighters. But their hatred of the other races of Kryn was long-standing. They drew their long, curved blades.